CTV News, I'm Ben Thomas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's on another trip to the Middle East. He started in Saudi Arabia, then it's on to Qatar, Egypt, and back to Israel. He's looking to keep alive a proposed ceasefire on the war in Gaza and tamp down regional tensions. And our Joe Fetterman reports there's more.
An American vision for after the Gaza war, movement toward the establishment of a Palestinian state, an extended ceasefire, and the big prize would be a normalization agreement between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Now, for all of these things to fall into place, many things have to happen. That starts with the ceasefire. That's the most immediate thing on Blinken's agenda.
In a closed-door meeting on Capitol Hill, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has recommended GOP senators vote against a proposal to clamp down on illegal border crossings negotiated by a bipartisan group of senators. It's tied to aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. The test vote set for Wednesday. Buckingham Palace says King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer. Sakar Magani has details.
The palace says the 75-year-old Charles will keep working as head of state, but suspend public duties while being treated, without saying what form of cancer he has, only that it's unrelated to his recent enlarged prostate treatment. The mere fact that Charles has been open about his diagnoses is a departure from centuries of royal tradition. The palace says he wants to prevent speculation and help public understanding for all affected by cancer.
I'm concerned about him.
President Biden says he hopes to speak with the king, God willing. The palace says Charles is wholly positive about his treatment and looks forward to returning to public duty. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Virtually all of Southern California under flash flood advisories and watches. 5 to 10 inches of rain has fallen. More is expected. This is AP News. Music news from our Jackie Quinn.
They certainly weren't part of the Grammys excitement this weekend, but the Grateful Dead has broken a recording industry record. The Grateful Dead disbanded almost 30 years ago when frontman Jerry Garcia died, but they just broke the record for having the most top 40 albums that charted on the Billboard 200. That puts the Dead ahead of Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra at 59 albums. That milestone was just reached after their archival release, Dave's Picks, Volume 49, debuted on the charts at number 25. The man who produced it, David Lemieux, says the loyalty and passion of Deadheads pushed the band over the top. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.